Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Pakistan associates itself with the statement delivered by Azerbaijan on behalf of NAM and has a few additional comments under this agenda item. We commend the work carried out in Amex 2 this year under the able leadership of Mr. Nakai of Japan, and also thank Mr. Umetsu for his detailed presentation yesterday. We take note of the report contained in document BWC/MSP/2020/MX.2/2, including the annex prepared by the chairperson under his own responsibility summarizing the discussions. Mr. Chairman, I wish to recall the joint working paper submitted by China and Pakistan at MX2 and to this MSP on the Tianjin biosecurity guidelines. As this August gathering is well aware, advances in biological sciences and technology continue to foster human health and well-being. At the same time, potential risks of misuse or abuse remain. In our view, the development of biosecurity code of conduct for scientists therefore reflects a common aspiration of international scientific community to responsibly conduct biological research activities. We remain convinced, having developed such a code in our own domestic context, that a voluntary model developed under the BWC would be an important contribution to raising biosafety and biosecurity awareness and enhancing ethical self-discipline among biological researchers. We believe that this effort will add value to the goals of BWC regime and encourage all stakeholders to voluntarily adopt the guidelines as appropriate to their own context. We are grateful to those state parties which have co-sponsored or supported the proposal and invite others to support it. It is our sincere hope that the 9th Review Conference would endorse the guidelines and task the subsequent intersessional process to exchange information, experiences, and good practices on the dissemination and adoption of these guidelines. Mr. Chairman, reviewing the relevant science and technology-related developments also remains important in our efforts to keep the BWC relevant and up-to-date. Addressing such matters necessitates continued engagement with the scientific, medical, commercial, and educational communities under a state parties-led inclusive and representative mechanism. The expert-level deliberations held during this intersessional program have been valuable for identifying the emerging areas of commonalities. My delegation hopes that the work carried out in MX2 will be duly taken note of and would serve as a useful guide for the state parties' consideration at the 9th Review Conference. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.